On this week's business report, Springfield plans to consolidate train traffic along 10th Street, but the 3rd Street route could see faster freight traffic before that occurs. I'm Sean Crawford along with Tim Landis, business editor for the State Journal Register. Tim, we could apparently see faster trains along 3rd Street. What is Union Pacific saying about this?
Well, a couple of their representatives were at a recent meeting of the Citizens Club of Springfield, and the point they made, Union Pacific freight trains now go through Springfield at about 25 miles per hour. They want to get that up to 40 miles per hour and would like to do that by 2016. Now, that depends on about $30 million worth of improvements, new crossing gates, pedestrian crossing gates, safety fencing, those kinds of things that will let those trains speed up.
That's a lot of money, it seems, to spend on something that I'm guessing is temporary.
Well, it's temporary if we get 10th Street consolidation. Some of us were talking about this after the forum. For all of the discussion we've had about multimodal facilities, moving trains, high-speed rail, the only project that has the money it needs at the moment are these improvements on 3rd Street, about $30 million. That money is there. That is going to happen. Now, if you're a skeptic, you may say, okay, well, they get that done, and then we don't move the trains. But certainly the city is pushing to keep 10th Street consolidation moving.
I can understand why Union Pacific wants to see the faster trains. You know, good for business that way, get things through faster. But there is a safety issue, I'm thinking, there, and people may have a little bit of a concern about that.
Well, the Union Pacific contention is by letting these trains go faster, you actually get them through town faster, so the waits are not as long. And with these new quad gates, it would be safer. I mean, keep cars from going around them. So that's their contention. Certainly there's some skepticism about that out there.
Well, one of the skeptics about the 10th Street move apparently is a Springfield businessman who is now talking about putting a mural on a warehouse. He's actually commissioned this mural to be painted on a warehouse along 10th Street, I guess a building that would go away if the move to 10th Street occurs.
Frank Vallo has owned a warehouse just east of the Lincoln Depot, just across the 10th Street tracks, for about 20 years. He's also, by the way, chairman of the Springfield Airport Authority Board, and is how we came across this. But he's commissioned a mural on his own on the wall that depicts Lincoln's farewell speech in 1861 before he went on to take on the presidency, and that should be finished about mid-September.
And he's saying that this is a good project to do because he's not convinced that 10th Street will actually occur, the move of the rail traffic.
He said something to the effect of it probably won't happen in our lifetime. Now, Frank is in favor of 10th Street consolidation, and he said even if this happened next year or the year after, he felt like it was worth going ahead with this, with the sesquicentennial commemoration, I should say, of the Lincoln assassination coming up in 2015.
Well, one thing we do know for certain is that there is corn out in the fields this year. Some of it has not gotten to the point where it needs to because it's been such a cool summer up to this point. But we have a corn yield survey that's going to be done in Sangamon County. That's coming up. What is this and what value does it bring to farmers?
Well, about 15 or 20 volunteers will fan out across Sangamon County on September 5th to get some estimate of what corn yields should be this fall. They've been doing this every year since 2003, but you might recall last year they had to cancel it there because of the drought and the damage it caused. There was simply not enough corn to count.
The Farm Progress Show going on in Decatur, I was not able to do the field exhibits that they wanted to do where they harvest corn because it's, again, it's been such a cool summer. It had not gotten to that point yet. Is that what you're hearing from farmers as well across Sangamon County?
It is. There's a little bit of concern out there now about frost damage. If the crops did go in late because of the cool, wet spring, but all in all, they're in good shape and expecting yields of 50, 60 bushels an acre more than we had last year, given what happened with the drought.
Well, we'll talk to you again next time, Tim.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.